Gastonia lowers his body to protect his underside. His tail is heavily armored, but its powerful muscles are able to move it with surprising speed. This is its only chance.
The Utah Raptor has moved into the perfect position for the Gastonia. The moment that raptor takes one more step back, he'll be able to deploy his anti-raptor scissors.
Gastonia's brain is slow, but its reflexes are quick.
The tail of the Gastonia is slung forward, and these giant scissors come together and slice through the meat of the leg of this massive Utah raptor.
The shearing action moves one blade over the other.
The Utah raptor tries to regain his footing, but the little Gastonia isn't done. He swings his tail from side to side like some medieval chainsaw. These sharp spikes slice through the soft skin of the Utah raptor. He rolls to get away from this deadly attack. The Gastonia has won the battle.
Once Gastonia believes that the Utah raptor is unable to continue the attack, he returns to the business at hand, searching for water.
The brain of a dinosaur is like a series of light switches. One is on and everything else is off. They think about hunting, survival, reproduction, food. The moment the little Gastonia no longer sees the Utah raptor as a threat, he completely disregards him and goes back to his search for water.
But the evidence found near Moab, Utah, gives us one last clue to what happened. Despite the carnage, both Utah raptor and Gastonia managed to survive this battle. Probably, both dinosaurs were ultimately killed by drought.
The fact that neither dinosaur had wounds on the bodies and that the bodies were relatively intact suggests that these dinosaurs didn't die in battle. They died because of environmental conditions like a drought.
These individual dinosaurs lost their lives to a seasonal drought. But early in the Cretaceous period, both species would eventually lose the bigger fight, becoming extinct.
Why Utah raptor and Gastonia didn't go beyond the early Cretaceous is very difficult to say, other than to speculate that it was like modern extinctions due to environmental factors, changes in patterns of food due to climate and things of this nature.
Larger herbivores were moving in and taking advantage of the foliage that little Gastonia couldn't have reached. Larger herbivores meant larger predators came in, and even though Utah raptor is an incredibly dangerous dinosaur, he simply got outcompeted by a bigger, more vicious kind of predator.
120 million years ago, dinosaurs were the planet's dominant species. But when conditions changed, their size and power couldn't help them. Too large and inflexible to adapt, they left only fossils to tell their story.